Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. Now, the COVID-19 pandemic has caused much upheaval to the way we live and work, but there are a few silver linings from the perspectives of Singaporeans, as some have just begun to go back to work during the first phase of reopening from Singapore's circuit breaker period. Now, International Markets Business, in partnership with Kantar, recently published its first Cigna COVID-19 Global Impact Study, the first in a new series of studies to better understand the global impact of the COVID-19 pandemic on workers' well-being. We're speaking to Julian Mengual, who's CEO, Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solutions at Cigna, who'll talk about the study between relationships and work-related stress. Julian, thanks for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Harry. It's a pleasure to join you.
So how has working from home, you feel, increased job satisfaction and work relationships? That was what the study found out, right?
That's right. And it seemed counterintuitive at the time. But yeah, what we found is that personal work relationships have actually improved. And we think it's really down to two things. One, we see the great nature of human beings and the spirit where people want to connect with each other and support people. So we've seen greater efforts gone using technology to stay in contact. And we call that the Zoom effect, if you like, which is where people are checking in, making sure friends, family, colleagues' well-being is there and being looked after. And so that's having a good effect. And the second part of that is it's also reducing loneliness, because, of course, those people who may have felt more isolated are now having people contact them more regularly. And also those people with friends and family nearby are also having more engagement with their family as well compared to usual. So all of those things together seem to be driving this improved personal and work relationships.
But that sounds like before, when we were all in the office, that someone might still feel lonely.
I think what happens in that is that sometimes, you know, people outside the work environment coming home maybe to an empty house or flat on their own, sometimes don't feel part of the community in the same way. So actually this has prompted people to reach out to those communities much more often, and that's having a massive effect on how people feel. And it's a really good pointer for us going forward and the importance of being mindful of this and checking in with people and staying connected.
So has the new ways of working, though, impacted work-related stress? Has Zoom effect had an impact on work-related stress?
What I've seen with this so far is, whilst there's been a number of benefits, and we touched on some of those, that time with the family, one of the things that across Asia we constantly see, and in Singapore where people are very work conscious, is that actually there's an always on working culture. And this is where people are checking their emails, making calls outside normal working hours. And you imagine now I can literally leave my sofa or my bed and I can be in my dining room doing Zoom calls or checking emails very simply. So what we have seen is that always on culture, but what we're seeing is those people who really step in, those employers, those insurers and leaders who get involved, is checking in, staying connected and making sure that people are putting those natural breaks into their day and making sure they are continuing to connect with their family, reaching out to other people to build those communities. And where we're seeing employers do that and where we're seeing people step in, we're having a big positive impact. And as a result, personal health scores and well-being are not going down over this period.
So those have remained steady or gone up or anything, Julian? Those well-being indicators you mentioned. Those well-being indicators you mentioned, they've remained steady.
They have. And in terms of physical well-being, we haven't seen anything significantly adverse on that since the arrival of COVID. And it appears that people, not only are they spending more time with family, but they're also getting more exercise. They are continuing to manage their health. And importantly, to their overall well-being, they're actually improving the length and quality of their sleep from what it used to be. So all in all, it seems pretty positive.
That's good to hear, because anecdotally, the rest of us here at the team have found that we've started snacking a whole lot more as we work from home from time to time. But can you talk about how attitudes might change if the pandemic continues to stretch out, Julian?
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to predict. And, you know, we'd expect work stress, you know, could increase as we work towards a new normal and get used to it. However, you know, looking at my own experience throughout the lockdown, I've been amazed by the adaptability of people, the people's thoughts of others, their sense of well-being. And I think it's about how you act. And for those of us, and I've been one example where we're checking in regularly, we're staying connected, we're seeing how our people are doing, helping them manage that work always on culture by putting breaks in there, making sure people are making time. Creating the team spirit are all important. And most importantly, creating sort of access to virtual health. So again, in this period where we're at home, giving people access to those health cares, both mental health, any diagnosis, but also more importantly, any other areas. And we, for example, in different markets gave access to physio, so you could actually exercise from home and do that during your spare time while you're at home rather than, you know, out at the gym.
Yeah, I can't relate. The only heavy lifting I do is when the beer can goes to my mouth. So, but can we talk about as well, Julian, whether or not the study looked at different types of people? For example, anecdotally, I've heard from friends who are introverted, they're loving this time. And then from the extroverted friends, it's a bit of a challenge.
I think it's fair to say we've seen different responses. The study doesn't specifically break it down into personality types. Mm. It's a very broad range, but if I take my own experience of this, different people react differently. People with families are obviously feeling great about this because they're seeing their children more. Of course, there's the odd Zoom call where a child appears, and at first that seemed different, but we've all got used to it. And it has made more time. For other people who may be on their own, it's been more difficult. But again, it comes back to if we're making the time as an employer, as a leader, as a friend, to check in on our friends, make sure they're okay, making sure they're making time for themselves, and give them, you know, focusing really on their peace of mind and their health and wellness. I so far seem it's working, and I think most of us are largely avoiding the lockdown belly.
Julian Mengual is CEO Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solutions at Cigna. How will, though, Julian, working routines change permanently once we start easing into the recovery process as we have here in Singapore?
Yeah, I think what we're seeing when I talk to people, I think there's two pieces. One is preference on how people want to work. So historically, people are very used to going to an office and working there. Now we've had the other extreme that people work from home. I think now we're in the period where people going forward will be more selective. There'll be points of time where they'll want to be in the office, the camaraderie, working next to their colleagues. But there's going to be pieces of time where they will want to spend time at home, fitting in other things. And so that's one of the things I'll see. And I think the other piece is that we're equipping our employees to be able to work from home, enabling them to make that choice and encouraging them, you know, to come into the office during this period when necessary and gradually bring people into the office over time.
How far do you see organisations embracing this kind of new way of working?
I think we've seen different responses from some organisations making clear statements in the media that they don't expect people to come to the office again in the near future or even longer. And I see some other organisations that would be a little bit more conservative around that and have a balance between those two things, working from home and the office. But I think whichever way we do it, the most important things are where people are working from home, we're making sure we're checking in with them and having those conversations to make sure the work-life balance is there. We're staying connected with them, supporting them at all times. And as leaders, create an environment where people can talk about their health, talk about how they're feeling, and we can provide proactively solutions that help maintain both great team spirit, but also making sure where there's a need to access healthcare, that's virtually done.
So life pre-COVID, safe to say that's not going to come back, is it, in terms of how people work and how organisations manage their staff?
I think we're in a period where we live in a world of constant change. And I think some of the things that we saw, the use of digital assets, the use of interacting with our phones, has simply accelerated at pace given the track that what's happened. So I do think it's going to be different. And I think for employers, developing sort of very comprehensive wellbeing programs, which are really centered on equipping our employees with tools that help reduce stress, is going to be really important. And some people will gradually return to the offices. And, you know, all those practices that are ingrained in those cultures, be it those one-on-ones, those catch-ups, those coffees we have and talk to our friends and colleagues, it's going to be important we replicate that for people who aren't coming back to the office so quickly. But I do think we're going through a new period. And again, as an employer, it's really important that we're really serving up the support structures so people can talk about their health, how they're feeling, and how we're making sure they continue to have work-life balance and making sure we manage that always-on culture.
Julian, let's talk about the impact on financial and social well-being from your study.
Yes, inevitably, on the one side of the coin, we have people who have been very, very keen to look at the virtues of the family health and the work health. But we also know naturally over time, Whilst we're doing that, that there are obviously rising sort of concerns on the financial side. And that's inevitable given some of the headlines that we see again in the media and what we see externally in certain sort of economies. Again, I think the important thing to do during this period is making sure we're spending time with our teams, making sure that we're helping people during this period. And again, a number of people are now to continue in their roles remotely from distance and being able to perform their duties from home. And it's continuing to support those folks and give more than necessary help to help them during this period.
Help us out with a definition though, Julian. What's social well-being then?
Social well-being is very much more focused around your relationships. So work is about, you know, my work and how I feel about that. Family is about my relationships with my family. Social is about my relationships with friends, etc., and how I deal with that and how I feel about that. And again, what we've seen largely is that on things such as family, things such as work and social, we haven't seen negative scores. And that's been a surprise to me initially. What we've really seen is much more around people that, I guess, the human spirit. How I describe it to you is this. One thing that I've been really proud of for our organization, but people generally, is how adaptable they are, how resilient they are, and how they think about other people. And we've seen time and time again examples of where people are making a difference for others, spending time, checking in on them, and that's all been part of that social health. Add to that the Zoom sessions that become super popular, where, you know, we do calls now where we see 70 screens on a laptop or on an iPhone, and we're talking to those people and making sure we're checking in and that the people we deal with, their health and well-being is being looked after and they're being supported.
Julian Mengual, CEO, Southeast Asia and Regional Health Solutions at Cigna. Julian, thanks so much for your time, sir, and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.